This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A longtime Colorado activist for Afghan women's rights is imploring the U.S. and other allied nations to increase how many refugees they allow in so that young women forced to flee the Taliban have a home. Shannon Galpin tells Colorado Matters women she knows are in hiding.
We're also seeing women burning their diplomas. There are reports from the American University that they are destroying all of the records so that if the Taliban came, they wouldn't have the records of their students. So they're literally having to light their futures on fire so that they can stay safe.
Galpin encourages people to donate to humanitarian groups working to evacuate Afghans. Coloradans with compromised immune systems have started to get coronavirus booster shots. Carrie Melmed says she got hers because at work, she's around kids who are too young to get vaccinated. Melmed is on immunosuppressants to treat rheumatoid arthritis.
They have a list of conditions and the types of people who can get the third, the booster at this point. And after speaking with the pharmacist, she said, yep, you qualify. And then I got it.
The Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said last week a third dose may provide an additional layer of protection from the disease caused by the coronavirus. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. Denver is at 83 degrees right now. The high today will be 96 with a slight chance of rain. Colorado Springs is at 79 with a high of 92.